This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through March 7, 2019. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Through Monday, the waning crescent moon joins a splendid display produced by a brilliant star and three bright planets that currently gleam in the southeast at dawn. On the 28th, beginning at about 5:30 a.m., these objects appear along a curve that bows upwards from lower left to upper right. From left to right, the curve is outlined by Venus, Saturn, the Moon, Jupiter, and the bright orange star Antares, the imaginary heart of the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. The Moon looks closer to Saturn on Friday morning, March 1st, and its waning crescent shines between Saturn and Venus Saturday. On Sunday the 3rd, the Moon appears to the lower left of Venus. By Monday morning, it won't be easily visible until about 6 o'clock a.m. The moon is new on the 6th, and it will be visible waxing crescent in the evening sky above the western horizon starting on the 7th. The innermost planet, Mercury, is well positioned for viewing at 6:30 p.m. in evening twilight through the 6th. Up to that date, it appears about 8 degrees above the horizon, nearly due west. For an angular comparison, your clenched fist held out at arm's length appears about 10 degrees high. The planet Mars is the only bright planet remaining in the early evening after Mercury sets. At nightfall, it is located about 40 degrees above the western horizon. Mars appears similar to a bright orange star set against the dim star field provided by the constellation Aries the Ram. Free views of the Sun during the day and of the Moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, March 16th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.